I'm not trying to critique you. You're doing a really good job. You are. Don't give me that attitude, man. Dave. Thank you. Okay, so... Yeah, you really want to get in there with the... Yeah, because you just... You got to make sure you get all the grime off of it. Well, it's part of cooking, is cleaning. If you cook, you got to clean. I appreciate it. No, I'm not saying you're not pulling your weight around here. You're pulling your weight, man. No, she's gonna be thrilled that you're doing dishes. Yes. No, I don't think she'll be upset. Oh, I'll talk to her. Yeah, I mean, oh. Hey, baby. teaching Dave how to do the dishes. Not that Dave didn't know. I know you knew how to do the dishes beforehand, man. I'm not saying. We're just going through dish procedure. Be careful with that. I told you you'd do the dishes. No. There's no risk of contamination. He's using gloves. See? Yeah. I know. I don't think he should move out. that's ceramic. It's fine. You're okay. Well, we talked about it. Yeah, me and him. What if, and hear me out, we share a wall, his apartment, our apartment. I don't think he doesn't want to go back there. He likes being around people. It reminds him about being people. Right, Dave? Yeah, he used to be people and he misses being people. And being around us makes him feel more human. That's all he really wants, is to feel human again. And the thing is, if we can rehabilitate him, right? That means we could rehabilitate, like, all of them. That's really what we're working on, me and him. On rehabilitation. Because imagine that, you know? Imagine all the zombies. Instead of them biting people, they're just, you know, regular people again. And Dave used to be feral. No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say feral. More bitey? Would you prefer that? Okay, well, Dave used to be more bitey, and now he's less bitey. And those are steps in the right direction. He's doing the dishes. Yeah. I mean, think about it. He's like, doing all this normal stuff now. Well, the talking thing is just never going to happen. You know what about his vocal box? It's just shot, so communication's just through. But it's a language. I'm able to speak it and understand it. He understands me perfectly. He understands you. Some of the things he's been saying kind of have hurt his feelings. Just a little bit. I don't know, but Dave doesn't hold a grudge. He gets it, but, you know, he still kind of feels bad. Well, anyway, so that gets us back to what me and him were talking about. So he doesn't want to live alone, and I get it. He can't live on our couch forever. Yes, because, no offense, Dave, but you have kind of ruined the couch. So, we were talking, and again, our apartments, we share a wall. So he was thinking, and I agree with him, you know, Dave used his zombie strength to brah the wall down. And, you know, then we put a door or something, but then he could have his apartment, and he can use it to, like, yeah, it'll just be like an extra bedroom. And think about all the extra square footage. I know this is a one bedroom, then it just instantly becomes a two bedroom. For free. I know we're not paying rent anymore, but, like, come on, you know that's a good idea. No, me and him, we could do all the construction ourselves. Yeah, Dave used to be a contractor. Oh, look at that. Look, he's even using the disposal. Don't give me that look. I know. I said it would be temporary. I said it won't be very long. But we can't kick him out. He's doing so good. I'm really afraid that if he goes back, even if he lives next door, he might fall off the program. He hasn't eaten a human in... When's the last time you ate a human, Dave? See? That's a long time. I could even say, you know... The B-R-A-I-N word around him, and he doesn't freak out as much anymore. But you don't want to say it a lot, but, you know? Yeah. This is all progress. I'm just afraid. I just want him to go back. Come on. Can we talk over here? No, keep going, Dave. You're doing great, man. I don't want to mess up your groove.
I think we should keep. I think he needs to stay, just for a little long. I mean, we'll knock the wall. It'll be really nice. We won't make a mess. Yeah, then he'll have his own space, but he'll also be able to come over. And I think this human interaction is really good for him. It's making a huge difference. And besides, I mean. It's not like I have a lot of friends in the apocalypse anyway. Like, it almost all my friends are either, you know, fled to the safe zone or, yeah, he's been great company. We're working our way through Futurama right now. Yeah, he found out there's new episodes. I know. I mean, he said he'll chip in for Hulu. I get it. I know it's not cheap. But we scavenge together. He keeps me safe from zombies. Literally last week I was about to get bitten. And he talked them out of it. Said I was friend. He did. Yeah. Only reason I'm not going now is because of him. I kind of owe my life. Yeah. No, I get it. But I think if we do this expansion, then we'll have our privacy again, and he could come over. He can get a socialization. Maybe we just like for dinners and for TV nights, movie night. I know. I'm sorry. I said it was going to be for a certain amount of time, and it's been longer. And I get that. I get that completely. I just feel bad kicking him out, and like, I don't want to kick him out. I think it's good for him, and I really mean it. I really think that if he could work through all this stuff with us, then maybe we could help the others. Won't be much of an apocalypse if everyone's just a person again. No, I don't think that's just optimistic thinking. I'm being serious. I really think that. I know.
Are you sure? Can we... Like, a week tops. It won't take that long. We'll do the demo tomorrow. Put a door in. We could go salvage the Home Depot.
Yeah.
I promise. It'll be a good door frame. He used to be a contractor. He probably will do great work. Look how good he's doing on the dishes. He's, like, actually scrubbing.
I know, he's wearing gloves. It's okay.
I appreciate it. I know. I love you.
I get it. I appreciate you being patient with us.
I know this hasn't been easy. You know, one, society falling apart. Two, the zombie living with us.
I understand. Well, you know, silver linings.
He never got along with our neighbor beforehand. And now look at him. He's basically a member of our household. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he promises to do dishes every single night. And he'll take out the trash. He's going to pull his weight. He promises. Oh, thank you, baby.
No, I appreciate it.
I know Dave appreciates it way more.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is just send him out there. Can I tell him? Okay. Guess what, buddy? Yeah, she did. Yeah, I know. But we gotta do the... It's like a week demo. You think we could do it? Okay. Yeah, I mean, we could do it tomorrow. I mean, we could go tonight if you want. Alright. He wants to go tonight and check out and see, look for door frames. Yeah, we can. We can do that. Yeah, once you finish the dishes, we can head on out. Good idea. We do definitely need more chicken breasts. You are eating out a lot of them. I don't think we looted that one yet. We'll give it a chance. It's not a bad idea. Dave says thank you, by the way. I knew eventually you guys would get along. It was literally only a matter of time. Yeah, you said it, Dave. Alright. Yeah, let's go. Alright, we'll be back, baby. Yeah, we'll go look for door frames, get some food, and we'll be home. Don't worry, Dave will keep me safe. Isn't that right, buddy?